Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can I introduce you for the first time ever, maybe, as Houston Rocket Kevin Durant?
That's it. That would be very fitting right now, yeah.
What does that feel like? It happened moments ago here at Fanatics Fest. What is going on?
Being a part of the Houston Rockets, I'm looking forward to it. Crazy, crazy last couple weeks, but I'm glad it's over with.
What did that feel like? How do you feel? How happy are you?
You know, when people could just hang your career in the balance like that and just choose what they want to do with your career is a nerve-wracking feeling, but being able to dictate what you want to do and then being with a team that values you, and I'm looking forward to it.
Kevin, people are going to hold on to that dictate what you want to do. Did you have a hand in this?
Most definitely.
How much?
I mean, they asked me where I wanted to go. Some of my destinations I gave to them, and here we are.
Kevin Durant now in Houston. He's a Rocket Man.
Keith, he is a Rocket Man.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well done, Nick. Rocket Man, one of the better biopics, I'm telling you.
Oh, I thought you were going to Mount Rushmore. It is Mount Rushmore Monday. I thought you were going to Mount Rushmore some Elton John
biopics.
Shows. Yeah. No, well, I thought you were going a different direction.
Oh, Elton John?
But yeah,
songs?
Go
Tiny Dancer, obviously.
Go biopics.
Rocket Man.
Yeah.
No, Rocket Man was good. I made this case last week. Taron Egerton actually sang the songs, got snubbed by the Oscars. Rami Malek's out there lip syncing around like he's Millie Vanilli. He takes home an Oscar. Made no sense. But anyway, that's the.
Well, yeah. You know what? You keep thinking about that. We have a Dork Minute coming up. 15
we do have a
minutes
Dork Minute.
Now. Hashtag Dork Minute. So I don't know if you want to work any of this in there. You kind of workshop it and then pass it along. But yeah, what else you got?
That was from Fanatics. Yeah. Is that what you said? The Durant cut?
Yes.
I don't know if you saw any of the clips that were making the rounds. Well, so it was like a huge deal.
I saw one, the Fanatics Fan Fest with Michael Rubin, who was on with Greg Hill the other week.
Brag of the week.
Long
brag of the day.
A long plug for that event with a lot of brags. Yeah, that's true.
Brag heavy. It was a brag forward segment.
It was very brag forward.
But some of the clips that were making the rounds, did you see Joe Burrow try to throw a baseball?
Yes. Couldn't do
it. What was that?
I don't know.
He throws a ball for a living.
Yeah.
Throw a baseball.
Not a baseball, no.
That was shocking.
That was weird.
Hard to watch.
You saw who won.
Well, I didn't realize it was like a competition, but Brady did, right?
Brady won.
Probably rigged.
Oh, you think?
Isn't he boys with Ruben?
He won a million. I think he's donating it all, but he won a million bucks.
The couple other things I saw. One was Cody Rhodes.
Oh.
Former WWE champion.
Yep.
Cody Rhodes. Shoot a basketball.
Didn't see that.
Heavens to Betsy.
Bad?
Wild. Just like. Just
here's Burrow.
Burrow can't throw it at the target. Oh, no, that last one looked good.
It's like Burrow against the
Patriots.
Oh, that first
one. He just, what is that?
This is week one Burrow. By the time the year gets rolling around, Burrow's much better. This is week one Burrow.
The Reds going to have him out to throw a first pitch just to see where it goes.
Just to see what happens.
Like 50 cent.
But both, I think it was John Cena and Cody Rhodes, like wrestlers shooting a basketball is a tough go. I also, the one I did like was John Cena with the, you know those things they have at like arcades where you can like punch the thing down? All right, here's Cody Rhodes. So Terp has it on Twitch and on YouTube.
It's a three. This might be, oh.
Did you see that? He didn't get off the floor at all.
Two-handed shot?
But even a set shot, you'd naturally kind of get off the floor.
Two-handed shot.
Two-handed shot from three.
Flat foot.
Like a chest pass shot.
Man,
chest
what
pass.
Is that?
It does. It's a little bit like a chest pass.
Because he's in a suit.
Yeah.
Dude, maybe. He's always in a suit.
It could be that.
Nobody's more comfortable in a suit than Cody Rhodes. The American Nightmare.
That's like a normal suit that we would wear. That's a suit that you could probably.
He probably can move around in a little bit.
Now this is
that tight. Although he wears that vest all the time.
This is a show brag, Keith. But we've both played against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Sick brag, bro.
No, Nick, we lost.
Yeah, no, we did. We did lose.
We lost.
Sick brag.
We lost. We were both members of the Washington Generals. Yeah. We both lost. It was a close game. Close game though.
It was competitive.
Yeah, it was a competitive game. I think Keith and
so
I.
So the guy literally pulled my shorts down.
But I'm
not even exaggerating about that.
But I came out and airballed the three like you read about. Now at least the form, I'll defend myself.
Better than
form looked
Cody
better
Rhodes.
Than that. But he got a lot more rim than I did because I airballed one.
So then,
sick brag, bro.
So then John Cena did like the punching challenge thing.
How'd that go?
Well, it was kind of funny. He like fake punched like a working like stopped short of it.
Yeah,
and then was like. I haven't hit anybody for real in 25 years. It's not going to start now. And everyone was booing him. Like, come on.
Come on.
You can't. But that's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Like, if you're John Cena, unless you have, like, the high score, everyone's gonna be like, oh, this guy can't punch. right? So I was like, you might as well. Oh, look at Terp. Terp's doing overtime back there.
Yeah, did you guys coordinate this?
No, but there's John Cena. Look at all the crowd around him. See, stop, sure. That's like a good wrestling punch. That's what we should do. We should have wrestlers come in here and wrestle punch Jones. See how it goes. See if they actually make contact.
Wrestle punch.
Yeah, no, work punch.
Okay, yeah.
Not a shoot punch.
I don't want
a work punch.
I don't want a shoot
can
punch.
Can they give him a chop?
I would take a big chop. I would take one big chop.
The odds on me not flinching are very, very low. You take a chop.
To the chest?
Yeah, sure.
One.
Heart stops.
Dead. He died doing what he loved. Getting chopped by Intercontinental Champion.
By a buff man.
By Tito Santana. A former wrestler comes in and gives you a chop? Yeah, I'd do that.
Nice.
No, the Fanatics Fest was something. But anyway, circling back to Kevin Durant.
So Durant got traded.
I actually think it's a good trade for the Suns.
Okay.
Just get out of the Kevin Durant business.
Well, I get that part of it. I don't know that they're going to hold on to Jalen Green. They got Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, and the number 10 pick. Is that right?
Yeah, and 5 second round picks.
That's for real. That'll be something.
Like, what do you do with that?
Those will be useful.
Well, imagine them like the negotiation. 3 second round picks. No. We want 5.
Like, 4?
Fine.
All right,
five.
Fine. Just fine. Whatever.
I don't care.
Whatever. This deal's annoying.
Like, we won the trade.
No, I mean, I think Durant is a good. This is where I thought he was going to go. They need a scorer. They need a go-to guy. Can Durant still do it at a high level? Debatable.
Yeah.
He scores a lot of points, but he did it on a terrible team a year ago. And it's been a while since he's really been impactful on a playoff run. And the Houston Rockets are looking at themselves as a team ready to make the next step and be a title contender. I don't know that Durant can do it, but they needed a go-to scorer. That team desperately needed a go-to scorer.
Udoka likes him. Remember, Udoka had him on the
in Brooklyn,
and then remember they were in the Olympic team or whatever, because all those guys were joining the Celtics, and like Durant was giving him a hard time and vice versa. So those guys get along. But last year, without Kevin Durant, the Rockets won 52 games and were the 2 seed in the West. Now, nobody really gave him a real chance at winning the title, but they were the 2 seed, won 52 games. Kevin Durant, playing with Devin Booker, who's better than anybody the Rockets have, all respect to Sengun, who's good.
I agree with that 100%.
They won 36 and missed the playoffs. They were the 11th seed. So, this is one where I think Kevin Durant is an all-time loser. Like, he's a loser player.
He's a loser who won twice.
Loser who won. He was on the tiers. Yeah. He did win twice. He joined a pre-made team that won before and after him, which is amazing. Before and after.
Right.
He raised
their ceiling, but they won without him on both sides of that that situation.
No, but that's he can win on Team USA. Like, okay, he won on Team USA. Like, that Golden State team basically was Team USA for, like, a couple-year stretch.
Uh-huh.
They were able to win. And, I mean, I don't know. He is – how much older is he than Jalen Green? He's probably like 14 years older than Jalen Green
like
or something nuts.
So I do wonder if Durant's a good fit on a young team. And by wondering, I mean I don't think he's a good fit on a young team. Like, I would worry about him infecting Şengün, Amen Thompson. Like, I would worry about how they're going to start carrying themselves now that he's there. I acknowledge that it could work out, and he's the go-to scorer they need, and the piece that puts him over the top, he could be. But I wouldn't wager on that. I'd wager on it going the other way.
Yeah. The Rockets have a team option on Fred Van Fleet for $44.8 million. You think they picked that up?
I don't.
No.
I don't think so.
I move on from that. So they really are going to be kind of a clean slate. I think all their money is going to be in Şengün, who signed his extension kicks in this year, and Durant. And then after that,
they're going to have to long-term pay Thompson. I don't know how close they are to that, but they're going to have to pay him.
A couple years, probably. A couple years. He's under a contract for next year. Then it's the team option, and then even, like, a player option. So, he was drafted just, 2 years ago or a year ago. So they can kind of start over. So that might be a team to watch. Like, I think on the surface, just Durant doesn't do it for me. But, like, what else do they do? Maybe they can be a player, but it's hard to say. Plus, Udoka's a great coach. So if anybody can get something out of him, maybe it's him.
Do you think the Celtics should have been in or could have been in based on the return? You like Jalen Green?
I kind of do like Jalen Green.
So I'm jury's out for me. He feels like, from what I've watched, and I'm not pretending I watched a ton of Houston, but I watched him in the playoffs this year. I watched him head-to-head against the Celtics. I'd catch him here and there. He is a high-volume scorer, and I don't tend to love players like that. I mean, SGA just won a scoring title. Being like a high volume, high usage, inefficient. I feel like Jalen Green's much more inefficient than SGA, but like that style of player, not my favorite.
Yeah, I get it. And I wonder if it's because you will that change if he goes somewhere else or with a better team? Because like, you look around, you're like, all right, who else is going to score? Like, I don't need more Dylan Brooks shots. Like, right. I'll take more Jalen
no,
Green
I,
shots.
I mean, look, when
but
he's,
I get it.
If he's the second option to Booker, could that fit to maybe even third if Beal's there? It could work. I've also read they might flip him. He might not be long for Phoenix, and he could still be another piece that would be on the move in the future. I thought Phoenix did better in that trade than I thought they would for Durant, which is a way of saying I think the Celtics would have had to pay through the nose what that means. I don't know, Derek White or something like that for Durant, and I wouldn't have wanted to do that. But I know there were a lot of people that were looking at Durant and wondering, is there a way to get him here with Jaylen Brown without trading Jaylen Brown, and then in the future, Tatum, Brown, Durant, if you take the finances out of it?
Yeah.
I'm not kicking myself over him not being here, and he's still in the West, which I guess is a good
thing. Let's see what else they end up doing. Let's see what the roster looks like. But no, I don't think so. I think it would have been too much. And by the time Durant's playing with Tatum, I mean, Durant's going to be like 38 years old or whatever, so no. Real quick, Jalen Green was in the news a couple days ago because so he is one of these famous WAGs.
Yeah, you were telling me about this.
Because
you're the WAGs guy.
I'm the WAGs guy.
You're the WAGs expert.
There was even a show called WAGs where this lady was on. I think.
Oh, she was on. She was on this. The girl he dates was on a show called WAGs.
I believe so. Yeah.
Huh.
Or was it WAGs or Basketball Wives or whatever? But yeah, so she is 40 years old. Her name is Drea Michelle, and she is with Jalen Green, who is 23.
Okay, Drea Michelle. Hang on. This is for work purposes, Ken. I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Drea Michelle. Yep.
Yeah, Drea Michelle. Go ahead and look that up. She was with...
Drea DiMatteo. No, Drea Michelle.
Got she it. Has three children with Orlando Scandrick. Remember the...
Corner?
Cowboys corner, sure. Orlando Scandrick.
Yep, I'm seeing this.
Yeah, okay. She's been in a lot of different... VH1 shows, I think.
Got it, VH1 shows.
Well, okay. But anyway, she was on, like, they posted this thing where she did a trick on Jalen Green in order to go on, like, a shopping spree. And now everyone's, like, feels terrible. They're like, oh, my God, get this guy out of there. And then now she's all fired up about that. But,
good.
She's getting a little bit of heat.
Good.
Jalen Green, yeah.
Cheap shopping in Scottsdale, so that'll be good.
That
he won't be maxing out his credit cards anytime soon. So there you go. That's the big trade in the NBA. What kind of moves could the Celtics make between now and the draft? You can weigh in at 617-779-7937. It's Jones and Kiefer, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We got the hashtag Dork Minute next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The show starts in one.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi.
You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined for one.
Billy's 100 years old.
I don't like comic book movies. I'm an old man.
Yes. Right.
You ever see the movie Dirk Diggler?
I did a movie with George Muir's in.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
I'll tell you what, it's Dork Minute here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Last night, Jones, it was 4 hours of the Hashtag Dork Podcast to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. We've been doing the show for 10 years.
Ah, happy Dorkiversary. I didn't even know that was going on.
Yeah, so last night we were on from 8 to midnight, and it was great. We had a cast of thousands.
Sick brag, bro.
It was good. And we're going to chop that up. If you just listen to it regularly on the podcast, we're going to put out 1 hour at a time on the podcast, a little bit more digestible. But all 4 hours is available on YouTube if you want to watch that.
Nice.
I was also poor planning on my part because yesterday I spent 8 hours at Canopy Lake Park. So I was exhausted.
You were there.
Sick brag, bro.
Both kids.
My wife, my daughter's friend, and her family. So there's 8 of us there.
I was just going to ask. So you were in charge of other children? No. The family came as well. Okay, good.
Yeah, there's 2 dads, 2 moms, 3 girls, and a boy. That's how we rolled through there.
Nice.
I'll tell you what, though. Good time. So it was hot. But Canopy Lake Park, I've been a million times like as a kid, but not really much recently.
You must have gone as a kid. I don't really know that I've ever actually been to Canopy Lake.
You're missing out. It's a blast. And part like
Billy, you're nodding.
Billy's definitely been there.
I haven't been there like recently for daytime stuff, But they do Halloween Scream Fest there, and yes. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Every fall.
So there's like four or five different like haunted mansions and stuff like that, but everything else is still open.
Yes. Yeah.
So you can play the games, you can go on the rides, but there is like the Halloween attractions to it, which is pretty sick.
You'll find me on the log ride. The Flume?
Flume's awesome.
Love the Flume.
Love the Flume.
Flume's great. So also, now this isn't new, but it's newer to me, is like half the park now is like a water park. So, like, you go, it's, like, it's literally, like, it's separated. So, like, you need shirts and shoes in one part of the park, no shirts, no shoes on the other park.
No rules.
Yeah, I'm probably covered in athlete's foot now, but I went there, and, like, it's one of those ones where there's, like, a bunch of slides, and the lines all kind of, like, crisscross, and there's, like, you're going upstairs, and you're just getting drenched with water. So, by the time you even get to the top, you're already, like, completely soaked.
With other people's everything. Water.
No, what water's coming from the top? Yeah, okay. I don't know how they're recycling the water, Jones. I don't know.
Okay.
But like little Georgie's just getting smoked by water. Like, you gotta go quick. You gotta go fast on this or we're in trouble. But that was good. It was hot, but we spent a lot of time in the water park part of it. And then we did some rides. I'll tell you, the girls are nuts with the ride. Anything they were tall enough to do, they wanted to do it.
They liked it.
Loved it.
Interesting.
Like, let's do it again. They're getting slammed on the floor.
How high of a slide can they do? Or is it more rides, less slides?
So, good. Both. They have a pretty good setup. And then there's also ones where, like, they can go with me. They can't go by themselves.
Got it.
So, like, Cece's in between certain heights that, like, they're looking for. And Georgie, like, just clears, like, the lowest one. But anyway, it was a good time. So, I didn't watch as many movies as I thought I was going to watch this weekend.
Oh, it cut into your movie viewing time. Got it.
So, I mentioned this on Friday. Two new kid movies are streaming now for free at home. So, I asked Cece. I'm like, all right. Do you want to watch Snow White or do you want to watch Minecraft on Friday? She's like, Snow White. Let's give it a rip. She likes the old school animated one. Like, let's give it a go. This is the Rachel Zegler Gail Godot.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched like 45 minutes and we're like, all right, it's probably, you know, getting close to bed. So we go to bed. Then the next day I'm like, do you want to finish Snow White? She's like, nah. I'm like,
oh, wait, man, what? She's out.
She's like, nah, let's watch Trolls again. I'm like, we've seen Trolls 3,000 times. We don't need to watch Trolls again. So
which
anyway.
Show? She likes the first one?
She likes the first one, but we've moved on to the other two.
Oh, okay, good.
World yeah, nice. Tour.
Oh, I like World Tour.
World Tour's got some heaters.
Yeah.
Some more genre
yeah,
of film.
Band Together, good one, too. Yeah. Good Trolls films. Okay,
there's so no new metal troll.
No, she wanted they weren't a hard enough rocker for you. So
I guess not.
She wanted to go back. She didn't want to finish.
Because I like to watch as many movies as I can that come out in the calendar year, and then I always rank them at the end for the podcast. And so I'm like, I wouldn't sit and watch Snow White by myself. I'm like, this is two birds with one stone. I just sit here. You could talk to her about it. She's like, eh. Maybe we'll get back to it. And then Minecraft. I was like, you want to watch Minecraft? She's like, how about Trolls? I was like, God. If you guys want a good breakdown on Trolls, I got it for you. So basically, the third Trolls movie is sort of very meta because Justin Timberlake's been in all these Trolls movies. Uh-huh. Next thing you know, the rest of NSYNC is back.
Yeah, they're all
And
there.
They talk about how he's like on his own. And like you're like, yeah, this is real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, he left those guys in the ditch. It's like Beyonce with Destiny's Child.
It's a good move. In both cases, very good move by both of them.
Mm. It's like the Raphael Devers of NSYNC. Very, very selfish.
It's selfish, but it was a good individual move.
He probably did make the right call overall.
Yeah, I would say.
That's true. I did talk to Wiggy. I didn't get a chance to see 28 Years Later, but Wiggy was a fan of it. He saw it in the theater. Although Rotten Tomatoes, 89% critic, 65 audience, which I don't...
That's a bad ratio, right? You don't want.
I saw the third act gets a little crazy.
You don't want high critic, low audience. You don't want.
Yeah, because I don't even always trust the critics, right? Like, there's plenty of movies that I like, and the critics are like, oh, like no, thank you. But the 28 Years Later audience score, I don't love. I did watch a streaming movie called Deep Cover over the weekend. Nick, you see this one yet?
I haven't even heard of it.
So Deep Cover stars Bryce Dallas Howard, Orlando Bloom. And the dude from Ted Lasso, who starts out as the ball boy, then becomes the rival coach on the other side. Remember that guy?
Good cast.
Yeah, so it wants to be funnier than it is. It's like a comedy thing, but not bad. Orlando Bloom's good in it. So basically the premise is these improv actors are hired by a police officer to go undercover for him.
Okay.
So get it to be like, listen, you guys can get in there because you guys are improv.
So it's not Let's Be Cops.
No, it's okay, called Deep Cover. Okay. It's called
Let's Be Cops. Let's Be Cops. What happened? They just wanted to be cops?
That
they just
might
decided
be right.
They were going to start dressing like cops,
like,
which I think Dennis and Frank also did on Always Sunny. So
that's a felony, I believe. Impersonating an officer?
The cops were in on bringing them in under Deep Cover. Okay.
This is a streaming movie?
The cast
is kind of nuts for a streaming movie.
It's on Prime right now, so I watched it, and it was actually like a pleasant surprise. Not super duper funny. but enjoyable. Orlando Bloom's character is good.
Okay.
91% critics, 79% audience.
Text line is saying they took their kids to see How to Train Your Dragon. It's fantastic.
Yes, I bet it is.
Haven't gotten to that yet, but you have that kind of on the short list coming up, right?
How to Train Your Dragon and Elio, I want to see. They're both in theaters now, both kid movies, so CeCe can pick one of those.
And we know one of your favorite summer pastimes is going to the movies.
Yeah.
In a nice, ice-cold movie theater.
Dude, so you're telling me tomorrow when it's 100 degrees, you don't want to go in the AC and watch a movie for 2 hours?
I'll just be in the AC in my home, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not everybody has AC.
I'll be in the AC.
It's colder in a movie theater.
It is definitely colder.
Bring a jacket.
Some say too cold.
If you're going to a movie theater, bring like a hoodie. Dress in layers.
That's what I do to the airport this time of year.
So it's way tomorrow.
And we also got a text. This is from Griff. R. Griff, I'm guessing. Live show at Canopy.
Hell yeah.
Get in on that. Invite Chara.
Put me right by the Turkish Twist. People come out throwing up everywhere. Like, no.
The last live show suggestion didn't go over very
well. I won't do the Turkish Twist.
Oh, you won't?
It's an old wives' tale. This may not be the case. But growing up, it was a staple for every New Hampshire resident. It was Canopy Lake. There was a rumor that somebody died on the Turkish Twist.
Oh, no.
Choked on their own puke.
No.
And so I've never been on the Turkish Twist.
Because of that?
Yeah, I think I've been on every other ride in the park, man. It's basically the roundup, but the floor falls out.
You're like, what's the upside?
I spin around and get dizzy?
Right, it may be a myth. It may be a myth, but what's the upside of me going on there? There's no real upside there.
I don't think so.
Okay, Turkish. So we won't do the Turkish Twist.
If
there's a live show that won't be happening there. There's
a lot of places we can set up shop.
Okay.
A lot of good spots.
All right, good.
Right by the Roosters. Remember that picture of Zdeno Chara?
Yeah.
That's at Canopy Lake.
Yeah. I'm aware. I mean, look, I'm not totally ruling out I didn't go there as a kid, but if I did, it was once or twice, and I barely remember it if I've even been.
So when I did the river, I did the Roosters couple times, and I was thinking to myself, I'm like, if I was 6'9", how would I get in and out of this thing? Like, what a maniac.
Yeah.
But good for him. He's having a good time.
Just a miserable guy. It's a miserable guy.
Having a sad spin.
Trying to be a good dad, I would assume. I would hope he had his children there.
Like, I'm getting kind of nauseous. That was the other thing. So there was three people. So then I waited. The longest line I waited in was the Ferris wheel, because they don't have a very good on and off, because it's like just slow. You can only load so many carts at once. But anyway, they have like a line that people can cut, I guess. I don't know if, like, you know.
Maybe, VIPs?
Maybe it's VIPs.
Yeah. Pay a little higher tier, you can cut all the lines.
It was
what's the Disney
Fast Pass.
Yeah, there you go.
So apparently there's Fast Pass.
Can it be like Fast Pass?
I don't know what it is. But these three adults, just three adults, walk on, they cut the line, they go and they sit down, and then they immediately all pull out their phones. And I'm like, you guys can check your text messages on land. You don't need to take our spot on the Ferris wheel. So that was very puzzling. But anyway, there's a lot of good people to watch there also. It's an all-time people watch place.
All right. I like it. It's the hashtag Dork Minute with Rich Keefe. Happy Dorkiversary, by the way. 10 years of the hashtag Dork Podcast.
I've been doing the Dork Podcast a quarter of my life.
Very, very, very impressive.
Sick brag, bro.
617-779-7937. We'll get back to your thoughts on Rafael Devers and the weekend that was for the Red Sox. Let's just say it didn't go as planned for Boston. We'll do that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.